Go with the size thing now.
Fuck you, Pat! Seriously, I'm sick of your shit. I come the whole way here, take time away from my family to come to do your stupid fucking show. And you're gonna continue to disrespect me. Don't touch me!
Fuck you! No, fuck you! Get out of here!
Shit!
Are you getting upset about this? These are things that are being said.
And it's a valid question.
I am an interviewer. Okay, people say you surrounded yourself, which is very smart, and they might have done it for you, with people that were also very, very talented, maybe even more talented than you. And then the Undisputed Era kind of got a chance to take off.
I know that you're just trying to do your job, and that's fine. I took some time out of visiting my family to come and do your show, but you're being a total dick right now.
Me.
And I find it so ironic.
Me.
That of all people to say that I surrounded myself with really great talent, and that's the reason I succeeded. Of all people, you, what a punter.
Whoa.
You being on a team that literally did everything. You just happened to kick a football every now and then, and all of a sudden you feel like you're really, really important. Of all people to say that to me, that I surround myself with super talented people, and that's the only reason that I was successful.
Whoa, you're a psycho. We didn't say Jesus. Only reason. Uh-oh. We said
main reason. That's exactly what you're saying.
And since you just kind of took a little jab there at my profession, that
I used you've been taking jabs at me this whole show.
No.
I was the player of the decade at my position in the NFL, being a punter. So although I was surrounded by good people, it was just me and a ball.
And Pat, guess what? I was the longest reigning NXT champion of all time. And guess who did that all by themselves? Oh, that's right, me. Did it all by myself.
Nope. Don't believe that. We've watched the takeovers, Adam. The Undisputed Era is the main reason why you've succeeded. But by the way, smart. That's good business. Hey, that's business, baby. That's very smart. Well, and especially for you, because, you know, you're kind of small.
We're going to go with the size thing now.
When I saw that happening, I said, I never talked to these guys when they had to make a kick. I didn't want them to think it was a different kick than every other kick they had to make and be so concerned about the outcome of making the kick that they didn't just kick with confidence and go through their normal rhythm of how they do what they do. I always go back to golf, man. As soon as you think you've got to make a shot, you're going to make a bad shot. So you got to be in the right mindset.
If a coach wants to come up to a kicker and say, like, hey, we believe in you, brother, just as you're going out there, like, I don't think that's bad. But that was clearly not what his normal pre-kick routine is. Whether it's Sark talking to him or not, I think that was kind of a mismanaged situation. Joining us now is a man who was cutting his grass at about midnight the other night, had a splunking light on his forehead.
I thought it was good problem solving abilities. Guess not everybody saw that. Neighbor said it was a little loud, and the lines are certainly crooked. Ladies and gentlemen, AJ Hawk.
Yeah.
AJ, is this normal, a little midnight run for cutting the grass out there? I love you looking over at what with the light. Is this the first time you've done this?
This has happened many times in the past. She pulled in and saw me just trying to take down some of the side yards, just where the kids play sports and play games. I just got to knock it down a bit. Grass grows like 4 inches a day, I feel like, now with all the rain. I started, it wasn't dark. It became dark. I mowed for about 30, 40 minutes in the pitch black, but I got a little headlamp on. We're good.
Hey, we're doing that.
Oh, they're doing dodgeball?
Yes.
Awesome. Make me bleed my own blood.
Well, the average Joes just answered right back.
Ain't shit average about these Joes.
That's right. These are elite Joes. But that also was rehearsed. I like the chemistry of the boys.
Let me tell a little personal anecdote. I love the state of Texas. I wear this big-ass belt buckle every single week. I wear these cowboy boots every single week. Now, this snake died in its sleep peacefully, I'll have you know. I love the people of Texas. I got stunnered by Stone Cold Steve Austin in the middle of this field a few years ago, so I love the Lone Star State. With that being said, this Longhorn goes up, and sorry about it, Undertaker, I'm from the North, Ohio State, boots Texas in their own damn backyard.
The Longhorns are giving it to him
now. I thought they had two fingers up for that. Why all got one finger up in me?
Quinn Ewers, fresh off the 4th-and-13. Jack Sawyer, give me that! Strip set from Jack! He scoops! He runs! Jack Sawyer! Touchdown! JTT! Jack Sawyer in his Buckeyes defense!